afternoon, everybody, and this is Vertical Live Radio, and I'm your host, Celeste Duckworth. And today our program is talking about not only entrepreneurship and mentorship. We are talking to Laura C. Bullock and Dr. Cortez Sims and myself, and talking about the importance of mentorship for entrepreneurs. I'd like you to thank Marcus Gameface Boyd for our intro music, Take a Look. And to start, I have a little information here from guest writer Sheila Eugenio from Entrepreneur Magazine. And she says, while arguments abound on why entrepreneurs do not need mentors, but should only follow their own instinct and gut feelings, most successful tech titans have founders who had mentors. So it goes on to say Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg was mentored by Steve Jobs, and Steve Jobs was mentored by Mike Markula. And it goes on, even Larry Page and Sergey Brin of Google have been mentored, which says a lot, but this is going to be an interesting program. So I wanted to introduce you to Laura C. Bullock. She is an empowering conversationalist who has, in the last 15 years, poured herself into her life's purpose, which is inspiring people to be the greatest version of who they are designed to be. She's known as a disruptor to the status quo, and she uses her innate for shaking things up by challenging belief systems and traditions that can often cause people to get stuck into a limiting lifestyle. But also the CEO and founder of Crossing Organization, a nonprofit here in Arizona that works with women. And she also has her own business strategy business. And that's the part that we're coming from today, is talking about mentorship. Laura has been my mentor, and she has been Dr. Cortez Sims' mentor. So we're going to bring Laura in for a minute here and let her talk a little bit about what she does. She's also going to be having a program hosted here at Vertical Live called It's Time to Talk. So this is a great way to introduce her to you, and for you to get a little bit of information when she does these little broadcasts and get some tips on, you know, just some areas that you might need help in. So I'd like to introduce Laura C. Bullock. Laura, are you on the line? Hello, Laura? Okay, we have a little bit of delay and people on the line, and that's okay. Let me also introduce you to Dr. Cortez Sims, who will be on the program with us through his own life experiences. Dr. Sims has written a book called Speechless Conversations, A Poetic Style of Life Lessons and Perspectives. And he also does intervention counseling. So he specializes in family and community crisis, life coaching, and relationships. So he's going to be on today, too, talking about some of his experience with Laura. Laura, are you here?
I am here.
Okay, good. So let's talk just a little bit about what your program, It's Time to Talk, will be consisting of.
Well, It's Time to Talk is really a global conversation which is designed to shift our world into a place of healing and restoration and implementation mm-hmm. to solutions to some of those very basic social and economic issues that we face. And mm-hmm. it's challenging people, as you mentioned, being a disruptor, it's challenging people to really stop waiting for and looking to our government, our policymakers, to make the right and the right decisions for us, to legitimize mm-hmm. and to give a permanency to enact change in what we want to see. And so basically telling folks it's time to talk and to stop mm-hmm. waiting for these solutions coming from an external place.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm very excited about It's Time to Talk.
I'm excited about it too. And do you know when you're going to start your first program, or are we going to wait and give that out later?
We're going to be receiving information that it's going to start in June, the first week of June.
Okay.
And so it'll be on the first and third Wednesday of each month, and mm-hmm. it's designed to be a one-hour conversation where we're talking about very specific issues with other leaders, including myself, to some of those very important questions and some very important issues that we're facing today.
Okay. Also, your book, All Grown Up, The Road Less Traveled, is really making an impact on individuals. And
yes.
that Can you tell us just a little bit about the book? I want to give you an opportunity to talk about that because it is making some impacts, and we've had some really great conversations and comments from individuals who have purchased the book.
Yes. All Grown Up, The Road Less Traveled is a book project that released this past February, and it's really designed to give you a series of activities, conversation, information, and tips as you move through a place in life that gets you to behaviors and characteristics of a grown-up. And so we look back mm-hmm. and reflect on where we are, and the book gives you an opportunity to see where you can go. So it's really a visionary type of a project that's going to help you mm-hmm. pull out those pieces of information that you need to, again, determine where you're stuck, determine where you want to be able to go. And then each chapter in this book is designed to take you on that journey and give you some tips to help you get to that place where you want to be. I was just going to say, I called it The Road Less Traveled because this book, because the journey that this book takes you on is very challenging. You won't find a lot of people on this journey with you, on this road to becoming all grown up. And so that's why I call it The Road Less Traveled. It's very I would say challenging. I would also say informative. And you really have to be willing to invest in your own healing to get to this place of all grown up. So I encourage you to go to my website and check it out, and you can order it from there if you'd like.
Okay, and your website is Laura C. Bullock, BULLUCK.com, right?
That is correct.
Okay, great. So I wanted to see if Cortez on the line. Cortez, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Can you hear me, please?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. I just want to say, Laura, before we start, because I'd like Cortez to talk about the mentorship that he's received. But just briefly, Laura, why do you think it's important for even entrepreneurs to have mentorship, to be mentored?
Well, I think it's important to understand that and be able to accept and embrace that we don't know it all. Even though we're gifted enough to open our own business and to become an entrepreneur, we have to realize and embrace there are some pieces of information we just don't know. And you mm-hmm. may not necessarily find it in a book because there's so much mm-hmm. brilliance out there that's yet to be written. And so those mentors will house that knowledge, and they may not have put it into a book yet. So you're going to gain some experience that's not necessarily shared in a book from mentors. Mm-hmm. And it'll also be very, very specific and unique to your particular business or your particular need. So mentors mm-hmm. are very, very helpful in this creating this very unique and individualized partner to journey with you to ensure your success is at their mm-hmm. at their forefront as well as for yours.
Okay. All right. And Dr. Cortez, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us about how mentoring has helped you?
Well, a little bit about me is I am an intervention counselor. I give counseling from a practical perspective, a spiritual perspective, and just day-to-day things in terms of relationships, business coaching, and just things like that. I've been in education as an educator for over 25 years, which says that I'm really as young as I look. Ha ha. And as well as a natural in-house entrepreneur and things like that. So I've had some different ventures and the story goes on and on with gifts and talents. So I'm very blessed with having a great encounter with Miss Laura C. Bullock has been very, very strategic, I would say, because it was not planned. Actually, I was actually referred through a great dear friend of hers that became a great dear friend of mine, which is Mr. Bullock, I should say. And I didn't. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because at the time that I had a big dream to open up my barbershop, which is the business and the entrepreneurship side, I didn't realize how much of a mentor that I need. And I'm thinking that I was going to receive the mentorship from him because he's known to be one at the time, but he recommended his wife. So I had to kind of shift mm-hmm. gears thinking I thought it was going to be the traditional male one-on-one and, same birth year. I'm sorry, same birth date, same similes, but I realized it was a different person. So, but then I looked at it, I realized that it was God that, you know, and I am thanking God because there's no way I could have put it together, that he gave me a Laura in a different way so I could be more diverse on how I look at it from a whole different lens that was not in the same connection of, you know, businesses and my way of looking at it, that gave me an honest peek. So my experience with her has been an ongoing. I talk about her for a long time, and it's been ongoing for at least a good 4 or 5 years at this point. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. To learn, what have you learned in working with Laura that has helped you? Because I know that a lot of times entrepreneurs are thrown into a situation. You start a business, or you're stuck in, you're put in a business. What
Correct.
Do you think are some of the things that she really helped you with that has been very valuable to you?
Some of the things that has been very valuable for me is to realize that, number one, that even though that you may carry a passion, you may carry a vision, that you can't see everything and be able to carry it out on your own without someone else being able to properly critique it, as well as give you a whole other lens. That was very, very helpful because we don't realize as people that that we have this thing that is called self-talk. And a lot of people make different jokes about you talking to yourself, you talking out your vision to yourself, whatever. So a lot of us kind of go off the ladder and say things like, you know, I think you're crazy if you're talking to yourself. And then you know, you must be really, really crazy if you ask yourself, which really in psychology, which I have a big study in there as a counselor, that as much as we do a lot of talking to ourselves, we can't hear how that conclusion really sounds and how maybe ridiculous it sounds, as in how maybe bad it is or how ridiculous that vision is. So where Laura comes in is that I realized that she was able to help calm you down and really hone into mm-hmm. where this passion comes from, you know, and how, mm-hmm. You know, and how this can really help people and not just help you. So
okay.
That was very, very beneficial. I also learned that it doesn't matter how many years that you've been in business or how much different that you are in terms of, you know, needing some help. You know, everybody needs a teacher. You know, everybody needs some type of mentor. And the problem is that we're so used to embracing tour mentors versus getting a mentor that we can't distinguish the difference of how helpful it can be. And so learning that helped me to realize that, okay, you have this passion, but you need to be able to talk it out, but not just to yourself the entire time. You need to be able to kind of hear what it sounds like from somebody else who can interpret what you're really trying to convey to help people as an entrepreneur, you know, as a giver, or whatever type of person that you feel like person in there. So, you know, I learned that. I also learned how mm-hmm. much of a level of humility you need to have. You need to have a great level of humility so you can be teachable and you can be corrected, even as strong as that vision is, you need to know how much, you know, you may have a lot of more work to do on your character. And you may never even get a chance to even touch the purpose yet because you have a lot of stuff that's just talking loud into your vision. So I've learned a lot of things with that. You know, and then even just the value of what a mentor can be, especially with Laura is more of a strategic mentor, which means that we talk a lot about having, you know, if you don't have a plan, you plan to fail. Well, even your plan needs to be strategic. So, you know,
right.
So that's talking about
right.
the difference between having a plan. Well, there's a lot of people who have a plan, you know, all day long, but there's no strategy for the plan or there's no strategy within the plan. So she has a unique way to carry that out to let you know that, you know, yeah, you may have a plan, but there's some strategy. So how are you going to really connect the dots and really make the T's cross like people brag about?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have mm-hmm. nothing to play. So mm-hmm. she is that that individual who knows how to just give it to you and have no attachment, but does it in love and does it so professionally that you're left empowered whether you like it or not. So it's not even a thing about liking it. It's a thing of, okay, you know, what will make this thing really matriculate? What will really, really make mm-hmm. it materialize? So that really helped me throughout the years because I didn't realize that I had so much of a passion. And it was on me for so long that I was all over the place, but I had no direction. So she's that person
mm-hmm.
that says, listen, you know, let me be the toolbox. So Laura C. Bullock, to me,
mm-hmm.
I call her, she's the toolbox with the manual.
Mm-hmm.
So she's able to say,
okay.
Okay. So, you know, so you have this dream, but you have no wrench. You know, you don't have a hammer. You have no Phillips or flathead screwdriver, so we can really nail this thing down. We can screw it together. We can ply it. We can plow it out, you know, and it's your stuff. And in my last conclusion, I can really convey about how it was very instrument for me is that she really exemplifies the whole thing of when the student comes, that the teacher appears, to really be like, hey, you know, I had to apologize for a few times because I realized it wasn't up to her. It was up to me. It was up mm-hmm. to me to have the discipline to hear what I did not like to hear, you know, and we made no time for the emotion. It was all about the project. So I had a very enormous amount of time to really hear what I needed to hear that could help me grow. So she's been amazing to me, as you can tell.
Okay. Great. Fantastic. Okay. Well, Lauren's other mentor was me, Celeste Duckworth, and as you know, I am the publisher of Vertical Life magazine, and we are also the president of Vertical Alliance. Now, I met Laura a few years ago, and I was pretty much thrown into Vertical. I'll say that I had a lot of skills before I came to Vertical. I came to Vertical as a consultant to Norman Anderson, and it turned into him hiring me to be the publisher. I had no experience at all as being a publisher, but I had a lot of skills because I came out of a corporate job where I was the liaison between the federal government and the local governments along with the company. So I had a lot of skills there. I also had a lot of skills with computer languages. I was building websites kind of as a part-time hobby. And it just came a time that I decided I didn't want to work for anybody else. I quit my job at corporate, and I was just doing business consulting. So I had all these skills. When I came to work as a publisher, I had no idea what publishing was. In fact, the way I met Norman was he published some of my poetry. And, you know, we formed a relationship with my consulting company. We actually revamped his magazine. And during that time, me and Norman started dating. And at the time that Norman passed away, he left everything to me. So I was kind of like, I was the person not in the forefront of the company. I was in the back. I was the person that made sure everything ran. Everything ran. I made sure that, you know, we wasn't going to get a knock on the door from the tax man. I made sure all that, you know, was taken care of, you know. And so Norman was the front man, where Norman went out and met all the people and, you know, everything that we went to. I mean, he set everything up. So at the time that he passed away, you know, Vertical is like, now at this point, it's really huge. And it's just me. He's not here to help me. So I remember Laura, and I said, oh, Laura's the CEO of Hope's Crossing. She can help me. So I called her up one day and I said, hey, Laura, I said, you know what? What can I do? You know, what can I do with what I have to get you to mentor me and help me come from behind Vertical Magazine to the forefront? And so that's how our relationship, you know, began. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs, and I'll say this, we are cocky. We're cocky people because we know we can do things and we do it well. And it looks very good on the outside when people see it. No idea what you're working with a lot of times. They don't, you know, they may not even see you. You probably don't go out and network or whatnot, but for the most part, they might think you're pretty cool because you're cocky and you make everything look good, okay? But there were definitely times for me that I just was like, okay, you don't know how to do this. You know, like, you need help, all right? You need help. So I would say that's one of the things an entrepreneur will recognize is when they need help. Okay. And even with you recognizing you need help, you still have to stand back, stand down, be humble, because you have to know that there's times when you have to be, you know, you're not the A-plus student. Okay. So you have to go in there as a student that's looking, you know, trying to do the best and learning from the other. And that's how I came in with Laura. I didn't come in thinking that I knew anything, but, you know, talking to her, there were a lot of times that I was just very frustrated with the work, because Vertical was very huge for me. It was a big company, and I definitely didn't know, you know, A from B. I knew that I could run the magazine, but everything else, I was like, I don't know. You know, we've had a lot of sessions. We had a lot of, you know, there was a lot of homework for me to do myself, and we've gone a lot of places together. Laura sent me things to read. You know, we've done interviews, but through all the process, it's been teaching me how to, you know, how do you have the right protocol in place for this particular department? Do you have all the forms you need? Do you, you know, get good contracts? Do you need a contract with this person? How to even talk to some of the clients or people that I was interviewing or people that I was having on the show. There were times that I'd say, Laura, what about this? And she would just, you know, she'd come in there with like, okay, so let's look at this. I would be like, okay, let's just go back to the drawing board on that one. We won't bring that one out because you're not ready for that. But I will say that by the time we got to 2017, there was a lot that I had learned from Laura and had implemented in Vertical. There were places in Vertical that we actually scaled down so we could scale up. And there were so many departments that have come out of it that even for me, I'm kind of like, whoa, And being a believer, there were things that God said, okay, now you can do this. I'm like, okay, well, wait a minute. It was like, no, you're ready for this. And but I would say, so one of the things I learned, and I've interviewed a lot of people who were small business people, and one of the things I learned really strongly was about alignment and making sure that everything I did aligned with each other, make sure that when I was starting these little offshoots for Vertical, that they align with the company in some way. And there's even been, when you talk about valuing yourself and getting to the point where you say, okay, you know what, I'm gonna invest some money in this, because, you know, we know there's a lot of times that we will go with the free stuff first. But there comes a time that it's like you have to really invest it, and you have to be where you're not thinking of the money, that it's really about your passion. And so there's been plenty of times, you know, that I've had people come to me and offer me all kinds of money, and I just said, nope, because it didn't align. I gave away jobs to other people because it didn't align with what I'm doing with Vertical. There's even now, you know, I see things that come along, and I'm like, man, that could be cool. And then I think about it, because now I think like Laura. There's things that I, you know, I think about, like, yeah, that doesn't align with me. And there have been times that I told Laura, you know what, I'm just going to get a job. I don't know if I can do this, you know. And Laura said, no, you don't want to do that. It's just like, you don't want to do that. So the next day I'll be okay. I'll be like, okay, she's right. I don't want to do that, you know. But in 2017, we had so much done with Laura. We had so much done that I said the first part of the year, I said, I'm going to put 5 years of work into 1 year. And for me, that was making sure that, you know, no loose ends were there. It was making sure all protocols was in place. It was making sure that I could, you know, could run this company without feeling, you know, that not without having places that I was so insecure I couldn't make a definite decision. And by October of 2017, I actually had accomplished my goal for Vertical in that year. So, you know, everything that I do now, everything I do and how I've learned to do the strategy and how I've written things down and how I put it together has been under the mentorship of Laura, that she's been very encouraging when I need encouragement. She ain't candy coated nothing when it comes to, you know, when you ask the questions, she don't candy coat it. Okay. but you know, and I've been to some networking things where, you know what, I was like, I don't want to go out there, you know, and, she's, you know, giving me advice on that and, how to be more open, how to, you know, just go and, you know, go talk to people and how to, be able to say, you know what? All they can do is say no. That's all they can do. Just go ask. All they can do is say no. So that's my experience with Laura. And I will say that, you know, never, you know, one of the things is that, you know, we never, I never worry about the money. I never worry about if money's coming in, because I always am concerned about what the company does, the integrity of the company, the character of the company. And I, one of the things I saw in October when we got to that point, I told Laura, I said, man, I said, you know what, I'm looking at the open door now. I'm looking at the door, and the door is open, and I can see so much about where we're going. And I just, I'm just very thankful that I met her. Actually, the way we met is really very, you know, I always told Laura that when I first met her that God really wanted me and her to meet. Because we kept meeting around the way, right?
We kept meeting
around the way places. And I said, well, it really was meant for me and her to meet. And that's probably why we kept, you know, we kept meeting like that until we finally had established some type of relationship. And very, very beneficial for me to have her as a mentor.
So, well, I just want to share with, I want to share with you both that that is, that just sitting here listening to you, and I think about the different programs and support that I provide to, you know, people from every walk of life, whether it's an entrepreneur, whether it's a pastor moving into his ministry, deeper into his ministry and counseling. I mean, there's some things, and you guys have some, have coined some phrases or have used some phrases that I coined. Is, you know, it's really taking that big dream, all those big pieces and big, big dreams, big ideas, and bringing it all into this funnel. And when it comes out of the funnel, you get this nice, beautiful package of systems and processes and techniques and resources. And how do I use these things to build this repeatable process that you can use over and over and over? And which is, it truly exemplifies what Celeste was describing, because our relationship, our coaching and mentoring relationship was centered around how do I take this big organization and make sense out of it so that I can own it? And we had to take, we had to take pieces, right? We had to take pieces of this big organization, and some things had to kind of sit on hold for a minute until she could get a grip on what it takes to run just this one piece and how much of that can be repeated through the other pieces of business, whether it was the media company or the publishing company or, you know, all of these other elements, and then bringing the greater alliance in, overarching organization that all of these products sit underneath. It was about a 2 to 3 year process of coaching and mentoring and aligning things and releasing things. And I'm just very proud of the fact that you were always willing to hear, you were always teachable, you were always able to humble yourself to say, you know what, you just, that might, that's a good question. I didn't think of that question. And I think that's the one thing that I'm most proud of, is that my gift really is to be able to hear all of what you're saying and decipher all of that and find the real answer and the real question, which then gives you the real answer. And that piece, that is that unique touch that I have yet to find in a coach for myself, because I have to also have a coach and a mentor to keep me sharp, to make sure my skills continue to grow, to make sure I can continue to serve my clients, my mentees, and be able to give them that strong support system that's necessary. And I can tell you, when Dr. Sims and I began this coaching relationship, it was before he left Phoenix, Arizona, and I had a whiteboard up, and I he had to make some very tough decisions. And this is one of those things why coaches are, and mentors are so important, because we will take everything and we won't release it, even though we think it aligns with where we're going. And so we had to draw a line down the paper and put all the stuff that he was currently doing, and where do you see yourself going? What is that vision? And do those things really, can they really translate over? And more times than not, Dr. Sims, what was your answer? No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
And so, and it was so interesting because at his send-off party, he rolled that paper up, and he took it with him to Chicago. I mean, Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, to Atlanta.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it goes to show you that there will be things, material things, there will be knowledge, there will be tips and techniques, strategies, right, that you will receive from a coach that you can't replace those things. They're priceless.
Right.
They're priceless.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you have a system mm-hmm. that is so strong that regardless of what business industry you're in, it works,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
a process that you can take and repeat that process in any area of your existing business, and then to help you tap into those resources necessary, whether it's human capital, IT systems, or whether it's, oh, I'm sorry, IT resources, or whether it's digital or print media that you need. When you have a good mm-hmm. coach, they have access to those things. And you need that information. You need access to that information and those resources to elevate your business. And I would say that when I approach a client, I myself have already gone through a process that grounds me in my vision for 2018. And as Celeste was talking about, she was putting herself in a process or in a position where she would do 5 years of in 1 year. What I brought to the table was 2018 was a year of acceleration. So mm-hmm. her and I were already aligned in the fact that there would be abundance in this year.
Mm-hmm.
Hers shaped up one way, mine shaped up the other. But mm-hmm. we were in alignment. And so even as coaches or mentors and mentees, you are in alignment to be walking together and growing together and sharpening each other. And so I would mm-hmm. just say whether it's a male-to-male coaching or mentoring experience, woman-to-woman coaching or mentoring experience, or man-to-woman coaching and mentoring experience, there is no secret sauce in terms of mm-hmm. man coaching man or woman coaching woman. Because this conversation shows you that women can coach at a business level, at an entrepreneurial
right.
level, and a purpose level, mm-hmm. men.
Mm-hmm.
So I know there's some myths out there.
I believe that's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I believe that's true because you're dealing with strategy. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're dealing with strategy. And one thing I learned as a entrepreneur, as a woman entrepreneur, is that one of the things I learned is that it's just not personal and it's not emotional. And
no,
when you can look at your business in that way, then you know there is no separation of, oh, I'm gonna do it this way because I'm a woman. No, we're gonna do it this way because you know the strategy calls for that. You know, and
mm-hmm.
it's not gonna be any you know decision that's made based on emotions, which you know I have to say a lot of women do use emotions. They get into emotions. And I think that in some ways, some of the things that, you know, I did was based on some emotion, okay?
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
one thing I will say is that it was also a personal growth, too. When you understand what alignment is and you understand all the elements of alignment, realize that, you know, your life gets aligned as well.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things I used to say is I have a degree in psychology, and one of the things I used to tell people when they say, you know, I say, well, what do you want to go to school for? Oh, I want to be a psychologist. I'm like, okay, get ready, because mm-hmm. that's a course that you're going to be dealing with yourself a lot, okay?
Yeah.
And so as I was growing in the company, I was also learning things, you know, as far as personal development, and I'll never forget when I got into 2017, And I told Laura, you know, I'm working the business, and I'm like, yeah, man, 5 years, you know, get this done in 5 years. And one day I came in the office, and I was sitting there, and I just heard God said, are you ready to take ownership? And I was like, well, I'm doing the work, though. Are you ready to take ownership? Mm-hmm. And that was really a powerful thing because I have been doing the work already for like 3 years. And then I get that, and it was kind of like, oh, okay, now I get it. Because even though I was working it, I was still working it. I was working it, but I hadn't taken ownership of it as, you know, as I should have. I hadn't taken ownership of the legacy. I hadn't taken ownership of, you know, I am the president. It was hard for me to say, I am the president of Vertical Alliance. That was very hard for me to say. But but it was important to say, it was important to go through, you know, all the vertical stuff and change some of the narrative because I took ownership. And it very much became my business. You know, it became my, you know, my legacy. That was really something that I think was an important piece of, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you think of so many things to do. Your brain is always going. You're always thinking of something new. You're always thinking of something innovative. You know, you just go, 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 go. So I think that was the important piece for me, was what I can take ownership, because this is, you know, this is not another job. This is not a hobby. This is not a freelance. This is a for real company. So I had to get to ownership before I really. It just seemed like things started really aligning when I said I take ownership of it.
Well, and that's the element that I call saying yes to your vision, right? Do you take ownership? Saying yes means I own this. And I think for Dr. Sim, that was an area for him as well, and as well as for you. It was owning it. And see, a lot of times we'll do things. People encourage us to do things. Or we get inspired by looking at other folks to do things, but that's not your vision. That's their vision for you. So taking ownership of it is saying yes to your vision. And saying yes means it's mine. I take full responsibility for the legs, for the output, for the outcomes, right, of the program and the product that you're delivering. And so I think for Dr. Sims, it was really important because he was really touching people's lives in a way that required a lot of trust.
Yes.
So when you found yourself in a position where you had to say yes to your vision, Dr. Sims, how did you feel the coaching experience guided you through that?
Well, that gave me a lot of initiatives. So, I mean, I had to really adjust to say, okay, now I have something that I have to not only agree to and say, okay, you know, that I can do it, but I had to kind of, I mean, do a lot of inner searching and make sure that you know, I'm really stable throughout the coaching to say, wait a minute, you know, I've been doing this stuff. So I am definitely qualified to be this person. Why am I having a big struggle or a hard time saying, okay, own it? To me, says, you know, that you're totally responsible. You're totally out there and you are in your brand. So you hear, you know, and so with your coaching of saying, yes, you are branding yourself every time you put yourself out there. So own it and walk in it. So when you say that, you know, say it like that, now I had to look at things different because you're right. The things that we had to scratch off of my whiteboard sessions, and we had several of them, you know, it calls for me to be a barber, but I was a barber in other people's shop. But then when I owned mine, I said, okay, well, that's a season that I had experience now that is out of my system. When I was a drummer, being a music director, you know, being a person that was getting instrumentation and giving lessons, that's different. But then when you out here by yourself, and then now people are investing in you because you have something to give back on a regular basis, that was a whole different brands. Now you're branding yourself as yourself to give to masses of people and not just the ones that just pull on you for the favors. So that's a different thing. So now here I am through the coaching, receiving it as in, okay, these are investments in myself because the people that I'm going to be working with are going to be investing into themselves. by investing into me mm-hmm. while I'm also investing into myself. So there's a lot of investments going on, a lot of reciprocity going on mm-hmm. as well. So through the coaching, it really showed me a lot about me, and then I realized how stable I had to become and be very solid in this decision and walk through it to know that, it's important that I can't vacillate anymore and talk myself out of stuff that's really not even given to me. It's supposed to be given to the world. Mm. So through your mm-hmm. coaching and your mentorship and the accountability, it shifted my whole thinking to the point that even when I sat on it, I couldn't rest. You know, even when I went mm-hmm. to sleep on it, you know, it bugged me. So, and all I kept equating that to is, oh, that's called purpose. Oh, got it. Okay, so this is purposely messing with my purpose to get me to a purpose because it's done on purpose. Oh, that's purpose talk. You know, you know. All so right. That just stirred up a whole bunch of things. Right, because in my element, I didn't get a chance to say is that I'm not just used in just the just in the church or just in the nonprofits or things like that, you know, it's day-to-day life that that I'm also utilized as well. So these same techniques doesn't go anywhere. It could be applicable to any area. So I choose certain things mm-hmm. of my different system because I have a system that's called the Stuck to Starter, the S2S system that I had to formulate on that same whiteboard so mm-hmm. I can know where are these people? Are they in the acknowledge where they are? Are they still stuck there? So how do I get them to the place? Okay, Laura Sipula was talking about, let's get to the pain point. So those are like key words that just stuck, you know, so we can relate to that because, you know, we all had to deal with that. But then I had to look at myself, you know, and one of the most powerful things that she said is, okay, Cortez, treat yourself as your own client and write your own things on the board. So where are your pain points? Would you want to have this person that's mentoring you called Dr. Cortez Sims? And at that time, I was like, oh, no, because he's really, really like all over the place. But it took some time to really, mm-hmm. really just get down to the point of saying, let me just cut all the fat off. Let's just get to the meat so the steak can really be real.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, so now it is more prevalent now. And then my 2018 year, you know, I had a date of putting me in a whole other platform in a whole different state. So it just launched out the stuff because I had no other choice but to walk in it. So some of us who have this mm-hmm. big old weight, as you were saying about vertical, you know, we don't get a choice anymore. I know people say, yes, you do. You know, everybody has a choice. Well, for the rest of us who have a made up mind because we can't stay in the background in the warehouse a long time, we have mm-hmm. to go right to the forefront and really be the CEO. Mm-hmm. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we all start off as a cashier, grabbing the change and shaking the hands and getting the hand sanitizer. But who does the actual CEO work and say, okay, now I can delegate. Now I have more vision. Now I can hire and I can delegate, you know. And so that's where we are mm-hmm. now, just thanks to your mentorship with Ben the Strategist. So thank you, Miss Disruptor, for just disrupting our life.
For disrupting our lives,
with your gifts to the world.
Right?
You know what I mean?
I didn't have a choice, sir. I didn't have a choice.
No. You know. So, you know, it just, you know, that made up mindset that I don't get a choice anymore. You know, that made up mindset that.
Well, it's also, I've talked to people before, too. It's also, and I have to say, Laura, that not many people, but I've started implementing in the programs, I ask people, what is your responsibility once you discover your purpose and when you're working in your purpose? Are you, you know, and I know that we've talked about this, is that we're at a point now, there's just no way that we cannot just be completely honest about the whole journey of an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You know, whether people, you know, listen, you know, and I always say, well, you know, maybe one out of 10 will listen to what you say, but it's, you know, it's something that you do have to share. And I share with a lot of people when they tell me, oh, I'm having issues on my job and, you know, with my business and I don't know what to do. And I share a lot of my experience with Laura. And I always say, you know, this, you need Laura C. Bullock. But I'll share with them that, you know, first of all, it's not easy. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears being an entrepreneur, for real. Okay.
Yes, it is.
You put more hours in. Yeah, you put more hours in on this than you would, you know, a regular job. Probably have more stress on a regular job, but you're going to put more into it. But I tell people not. Well, first thing is that you can't concentrate on the money. This has to be a real passion for you. Because mm-hmm. if you concentrate on, I'm going to make this much money, that's not going to happen real quick. Okay.
Right.
And there'll be a lot of frustration there. So you can't, you know, you just can't be where you say that, you know, I'm going to make a lot of money. No, it has to be the real passion of the purpose. It has to be mm-hmm. the real passion of the purpose, you know. One of the things I'd like you to do for us is this, you know, tell us the seven reasons that you feel why, you know, we should consider mentorship, or anyone that might be listening, why they should consider mentorship.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that I said earlier is that you really gain a unique perspective and experience from people that you may not find in books. And, I mean, you can probably search books, self-help books, entrepreneur how-to books, and just the things that we've talked about on this call, you may not find those things there. So that's really one mm-hmm. Very important reason why mentorship or coaching is a great investment for someone. And, you know, mm-hmm. you're more likely to succeed. And I think there's, you know, a lot of different research out there that speaks to success when you have a mentor. And, you know, one of the things that I read about is 80% of CEOs said that they receive some form of mentorship. So if you have mm-hmm. successful companies out there and you have CEOs that are being successful in their business, 80% of the time it's because they have a mentor. And then mm-hmm. 93% of startups, now these are new businesses coming up, says that they must have a mentor. It's instrumental mm-hmm. in their success, and so they understand that. You know, you also get these wonderful networking opportunities. You know, a lot of coaches mm-hmm. and mentors will allow their mentees to have access to their networks. So you're getting mm-hmm. access to people that you normally would not through these mentorship and or coaching opportunities. And then something mm-hmm. you mentioned, and I think Dr. Sims mentioned as well, is getting that reassurance, getting that affirmation that, yes, this process is working. And what I've really been focused on is helping people understand how to measure that. You have mm-hmm. to know when you're successful. And so getting that reassurance from your coach or mentor or through your system that you've been working, you will get that reassurance. And then finally, mm-hmm. or also, I should say, mentors help you stay in business longer. I mean, okay. it's that simple. And now what I would say to that is that you want to make sure that for every season of your business, you have the right level of support. So there are mentorships okay. that will expire. And that's okay. They should.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't expire, that means you're not growing.
Mm, okay.
So you want to be sure that you're evaluating the mentorship and the coaching relationship at different seasons, when you feel like the season of your business is changing, mm-hmm. because you want to make sure you have the right level of support. And I would also say you really put yourself in a position to develop stronger what we call EQ, your emotional quotient.
Okay.
You really put yourself in a position to develop stronger emotional decision-making, stronger levels of, I don't want to say pressure, but decision-making, right? So when you,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you find yourself in that position where you have to say yes or no and you have to say it immediately, that you're able mm-hmm. to do that because you have the capacity to handle all of the necessary considerations, whether it's data or resources or finances. You can recall all that information to make a good decision. So you put yourself in a position to develop stronger EQ. And then similar to reassurance, you get that additional encouragement. You mm-hmm. said earlier on this call that how many times you said, I just should just go get another job. I should just go get a job and just be done with this. And what did I do?
Right.
I pulled you back off the ledge. I said, don't jump. Right? Let's talk about what's really happening. Why do you want to go get a job? Right? And so that coach or that mentor should have that unique way of bringing you back down to a level of calm so discussions can happen. Because it may or may not be anything that you've done wrong. It can be external factors that are impeding your decision-making process.
Right.
And so that level of encouragement, it's very, very important. And then I would also just encourage individuals that might be listening to this call that when you're – mentors and coaches are great, but you really want to think about what are the characteristics of the person you want walking your journey with you, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go to look for this person, who is this person? What do they look like? What successes have they had that you feel applies or is in alignment with where you're trying to go? Don't just get anybody just because they said they're good or the referral from your girlfriend because it worked for her may not be the right person for you. So really, you know, put some thought and effort into what does a good coach or a good mentor look like for me?
That's interesting because I've never, I never really thought about that. But I will say that, when I was in corporate America, I had a really good general manager who was a woman, I think probably she was a gauge in the sense that she was very encouraging of my work. She made sure that, you know, if I come to her and said, you know what, we need this type of training, can I go get the training for it? She was very good at things like that. I think, Laura, I think, you know, one of the reasons is coming to you as a CEO to a CEO. I just always felt that we had a lot in common. I knew that from meeting you and talking to you. We talked very easy. Also, I like the fact that you had that calm. You know, you had that calm when we talk about something. But I think the other thing that was really important to me in the last few years was to talk with someone that had the same belief system. Because it's very hard. I've talked to a lot of people, and not that belief system is, you know, to some, for some things, it doesn't have to be they're the same belief system. It's about, do you see the vision that I have, you know, and be able to work with me in that vision. But I think in the sense of me and you talking when I needed just really to understand that element of, you know, God's given me a purpose. And that, you know, he's speaking to me about certain things, I needed that person that could understand that, okay, that could understand that and understand the way I talk and understand how I felt in the sense of how does this line up with my business, because my belief definitely lines up with my business, okay? It lines up with my integrity and my character and how I treat. So that was important to me in having a mentor. And I think I already knew that you were that person just from our conversations and meetings. So for me, it was the natural place to go. If I had to look for somebody, I think I would have been looking for someone that, same thing, that had, you know, my belief system and that, you know, had that calm. So that would make me calm, you know, in situations and actually be able to look at something a little bit clearer.
Yeah. It can help you with that clarity. What about for you, Dr. Sims? What do you think are characteristics that folks should really look for in a mentor or coach?
I think it's based on a one-on-one basis. And it has a lot to do with – sorry about that. And it has a lot to do with where the person is and actually how hungry are they. And I say this because I had a lot of experience a few weeks ago trying to refer them to people that I knew need mentorship, and I was going to refer them actually to you. And because they knew you, and I felt like, you know, me being me, I felt like because they didn't know any information about you or you know anything about their person, it would be perfect because now you have a nice canvas to kind of work with. And the first thing they said was, "Well, I don't know because you know they don't know me like that." Now, what I know about coaching because of how, you know, I do coaching and mentorship too, is that, well, that's the perfect time because now you have a good, honest, you know, honest start, everything is clean. And I realized how much that they was able to just kind of like be very reluctant and just was like, well, it, you know, I got a lot of feedback in that moment. Mm-hmm. I said, as much as I want it for them, they claim to be hungry for it. But they was like, no, well, let me just think about it. So in my moment, I said, no, they're not ready for coaching. And then yet alone, the way I know that she really, really can really help them, I realized that my experience and what I've seen and the other testimonials that you know, that is very positive from, you know, mentorship and coaching, and then especially where yours is very customized for a person, you might not be that be like that for everyone. Which also showed me about me is that I could understand why mentorship is not for, it's definitely for everyone, but everyone will not take the mentorship because they're not willing to, you know, get transparent, you know, scale the fish back and really, really get to the bone in a marrow. They just don't want to do that, you know. You know, and they can have the finances, you know, they can even pay for through the medical insurance. It doesn't matter. It just would not matter.
Right.
You know, there are just some people, you know, who would not take that transparency, you know, and that self-development, you know, investment. And so, so I just think that, you know, it has a lot to do with that person, you know, and if they really, really want it. Because even if it's not you, if you say, well, do you want any type of coaching? Do you want any type of, mentorship or any type of, well, I don't know. And that will really, really just narrow down to be like, yes, okay. So it's really based upon whenever the person is ready. And what it sounds like on this call today is that, Celeste, you know, you came to an end, but you was willing and you was open to do whatever it takes, you know, and God answered your prayer to give you the type of person that knew you enough to give you and give it to you in a way that, you know, all your deliverables would be fine. And, you know, and I can say the same thing for me because, you know, it was an answered prayer and, you know, and still is because of the way they had to be delivered, you know, because Laura has certain gift things that she knows how to say it the way that God would give it to her, the way that that person needs to give it. So I'm a firm believer as a believer that God has a special way to give it to a person that they can relate and it hits home. And it's not so much over their head that it can't be very, you know, relatable, I should say. So she has her own strategy to deliver, and then it's so unique because a lot of times Laura would say, I don't even know why I'm even saying this to you, I just know I need to say it to you, and then it just boom, there you know. And so as a recipient, I'm like, I know why you need to say it to me, so just go ahead and just bring it, you know. So it's not it's really, really not it's not a emotional thing. So, you know, it's not based upon how I like it or what I feel like hearing. But if I know it's what I need more than what I want, then give me the things I need so I can go ahead and work on what I want.
Right. That is powerful.
That's true, because I know that, yeah, that is powerful, because I remember, and I think I told you, Laura, I remember a friend of mine when I first started, doing my own freelancing, and she said, and I said, man, I'm so tired of being broke. And she said, well, work like you got money. I was like, boy, I hate that expression, because I would think about that a lot. But I will say this, that I learned how to do a budget for the company. And it was interesting because Laura helped me do the budget. She helped me learn how to do that. And I actually had a guy who was in banking that said to me, I don't know many CEOs that know how to do their own financial sheet, that knows how to do their own budget. So I was like, yeah, you know, I know how to do my own budget now, you know. But one of the things that I will say that when you said, you know, what you need, Cortez, you're absolutely right, because there were times that I would wake up and I'd be like, oh, my goodness, I've just, you know, I need money for this or I need money for that. And I would hear the Lord say, well, do you have money for this? It's like, do you have enough money for the lights today? I'm like, yeah. Is there something in the refrigerator to eat? I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, then you're good. You can work 8 to 9 hours a day, okay? Right. And I was like, whoa, okay, he's right. I can work today. So I kept working like that. And I will say that I even went to the bank one month and said, I want to open up an account because I know I'm going to have money in that account soon. And luckily, the woman didn't laugh at me. Yeah, well, she didn't laugh at me. She goes, I totally get it, because I said, I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm just trying to make sure I have everything in place. You know, I said, I know I'm going to. She said, I absolutely get it. And she opened the account for me. And So, but I will say this year, you know, when I told Laura, I said I could see that door opening, that actually we did very good for the first 3 months. We were working so hard, just, you know, just doing some things. And when I looked up at the budget, I couldn't believe that we actually did more in the 3 months than we had ever done before. And it's still, you know, it's the company's not shaky. It's, you know, it's flying, but it's the first time mm-hmm. that now we're actually seeing the fruit of our labor. All those protocols and strategies that Laura gave me, and that budget mm-hmm. that, you know, I had there, and it's actually, you know, things are filling in now. It's things are yes. supposed to go in there are going in there, and that's the thing that mm-hmm. you know I can you know actually. And the other thing I said about alignment too is that there's days that I actually sit here and I'm just like, man, this is just so cool. I'm actually having a chance to enjoy
nice.
It, you know, more than, yeah, I'm actually enjoying it. And I'm like, man, this is so cool. And, and you know, and I'm having a chance to, you know, talk to other people to, you know, convey to them, you know, and like I told Laura, I was like, hey, well, I'm not a coach. And my thing is that when I see a person need something, I'm introduce you to Miss Laura C. Bullitt. Okay, when you get her, you go through that. You get to that point, then you need to come and do something over here. Then I know you're gonna be straight. You know,
right?
But yeah,
right.
For sure. Yeah, mm-hmm. Those things, they just really line up. And so I see people that have 4 and 5 entrepreneurship things that they're doing. And mm-hmm. I see them that they're, and everything is so different. It's so different. One does not, you know, it there's no rhyme or reason into why you have 3 or 4 different projects, you know, or different things that you're doing. Okay. And I don't know how people handle that. But even with vertical being as big as it is, everything within vertical aligns where it's supposed to align. So I don't feel mm-hmm. that, you know, we're doing, you know, we're not over here doing, you know, media and communications and then over there baking pies for a grocery store. Okay. I mean, just to
right,
give you an example,
right.
we stay within our niche. We stay within the media and communications. If it doesn't fit, I don't force it. And mm-hmm. I think that that's also been part of the success that, you know, working with Laura, part of that success is recognizing now that, yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
and that getting that clarity around your vision is just really key. It's key. I mean, it's just as important as being aligned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because what you want to
have is
you want to have a roadmap to get you to where you want to go. And so you have to be aligned. You have to
mm-hmm.
really have clarity around your vision. And you have to be able
mm-hmm.
to trust those systems, those processes, and those resources that you have in place to help you measure how you're doing and do you need to make any kind of corrections or adjustments, or are you cruising, you know, real well.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the things that a good coach should bring to the table with you and be able to insert those things within your business or entrepreneurship activity that you have going on. And so, you know, if this is something that individuals listening feels is important to them and that they would like to, you know, learn more about this unique style of coaching and mentoring that I provide to individuals, they can certainly obtain that information or make an appointment with me through my website, and that is lauracbullock.com. And or if you want to do a free consult, you're welcome to do that, and we can get on the phone and talk about your unique situation and how we can get you to that place of alignment and clarity of your vision and developing those processes you can trust.
Fantastic. Well, I want to say, Cortez, what does the future look like for you right now? Are there any new projects? Where are you going now in the future? Where are you headed?
Well, for me, I'm laughing because I'm just so excited. You know, I'm in the midst of things just ballooning up for me because, you know, I'm laughing a lot because A lot of the things off this wonderful whiteboard, I keep coming to that, is really happening now. So as we speak, I'm aligning some coaching clients, and the mentorship is happening for me. Within since January, I would say I was a good pal for 2018 year. I've been teaching and training leaders in the church organizations, and that's working up well. So I thank Ms. Laura Bullock for that, because Celeste, you're definitely right with verticals, that I try not to do nothing that's not in alignment. Alignment is everything. I've never looked at that word so powerful more now than ever, because now that we know too much about alignment, now you almost feel guilty if you do anything else. You're like, oh yeah,
right.
You know, so now I'm in the so. And because I had to, you know, go ahead and just kind of, restructure everything, my last year of 17, I would say, has been more of a reset button for me, where it allowed me to just say, okay, you know, let me get a lot of the weeds out of my personal stance, you know, and get back on this purpose thing, because that's just where I am. So that allowed me to be able to say, okay, you know, I had to write out an outline, go right back to the whiteboard, dig into Laura T. Bullock Chambers, and you know, and really just say, okay, you know, didn't we go over this? Didn't we say this? Okay, let me make sure I got that right, because alignment will always, you know, it will always realign you, you know, if it's really, really in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So that causes me to be like, okay, you know, let me get back on this book, because I have out there that I'm an author. I am a self-published author. You know, I work in the education system, so things are operating like that. I find myself doing seminars, and as I was just saying, within these months, and some other things that's coming up too, that now I'm being invited to other meetings to figure out how I can train other leaders that's been stuck. So the tips and stuff that she's been teaching me, I find myself applying, which has really been opening up my own you know, business and things like that, because it's just that time. So now with her just kind of passing on the baton and say, okay, listen, Cortez, you know, now that you know you're in a different region now, that there should be other connects. So within the church, the public education system, some other leaders that I'm still getting ready to meet, has been allowing me to, you know, set up some different things that I can connect and open up everything else that I've been doing. So, a lot of advertising. You know, I was on the phone pretty much all day with a whole other person who's really trying to just help me rebrand and want to invest, because he feel like that's the least he can do, because I've been counseling him for the last year and a half. I'm like, okay, great, let's do it. You know,
okay,
so
good.
So, you know, so I'm laughing because, you know, I'm just full of all of it versus being full of it, you know. You know what I mean? You know.
Well, I know
so
that
all of
my,
that, you know,
I'm
just so excited.
Well, I know how you feel, because I know that one of the next time me and Laura will meet, we'll be really doing some assessments for, and I started, in fact, I went to Laura and I said, okay, here's where vertical's at. And for me, Cortez, like you, I'm excited because I'm starting to see some things. You know, I'm a writer and I'm a poet. I've written several books. I've published one. And I really wanted to get back to my writing more than anything. And it was really interesting. There was a couple of projects that were coming up and people were saying to me, well, God, you got the perfect opportunity for distribution. And I was like, really? They're like, you got a magazine. I'm like, oh, I never thought about it like that, you know. But so I've been doing the splitting the creative side, which satisfies my creative side when I'm not writing, is because I'm designing, and that's, you know, that, and doing vertical is really a great part of that. But now my next project is that vertical is building a new radio platform. We actually started reaching out. We're a global organization, but we actually started reaching out to global communities and global businesses to form alliances and collaborations. And so far, we've formed four collaborations, media place in Canada and one in the United Kingdom, one that's in Georgia. And so we're making these collaborations, and we're also, you know, building a new radio platform, which is very exciting. I never thought we would be at that place to be able to do that. So it's very exciting where I see vertical going. It's very exciting for me to be able to see my own creative space being able to open up and align with vertical. So yeah, I'm like you, Cortez. I'm very excited. I'm very excited.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. you know. And I found myself having a moment where, like, oh my God, this is what Laura was talking about. This is what she was talking about, you know. You know, so I'd be having, you know, on my own and just kind of like high fiving myself because, you know, I'm long distance and things like that, you know. And then, you know, even shifting to be like, okay, enough talk, enough being so verbal on the phone with her because she's giving me enough to be at work. So right now I've just been in the place of just doing the work and make sure that I'm in it. So if she does say, hey, I haven't spoken to you, where you been? Hey, I want to be able to say I'm doing the whiteboard. I'm busy, because naturally I am a producer, I love to socialize, but it gets old if you don't see anything that's been produced. So I'm just rolling out things and just knocking out everything like that. And, just looking at everything different because it's just that time. Mm-hmm. And so, just excited about it. And, I'm gaining, the main people that needs to be there. One of the things that I would say in closing for me is that I love what you said, Laura, about there's just some mentorships and some coaching that has its seasons, you know. And if you haven't exhausted all of it, then you still haven't, finished, And some people quit too soon. And some people feel like, okay, well, now that I've had a few successes out of what we've been talking about, I don't need them anymore. Mm-hmm. And because I am a coach myself, what I can connect with, Laura, is that, well, wow. So I wonder how many people just stopped getting their coaching done, or maybe the season has been done for them. Great, which means that, it will always be available for them because mentorship is definitely, definitely important, and it's, we call it discipleship, in the secular, we call it life coaches and things like that, but it's still someone who's able to be an expert with your stuff. That's what it pretty much is.
Right.
I'm an expert with your stuff because you was able to explain your package, what you had. Now I have the ability and my gifts because you trust me. You agreed to sign it over, so I can go and take your stuff, and then I can see how we can go ahead and make this thing a good, nice, polished product, and then you get the benefit out of it while I get just a smile.
Yeah.
So it's just,
okay.
Is that about right, Laura? Or, I might be wrong, but that's just how
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. And, so some of them expire, and some of them shift a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So you don't need as much coaching and mentoring as you did before. Because now, but see and if I can just, like young people used to say, if I can just pop my collar for just a minute, it's really about those systems, right? It's the systems and the processes. You know they work when you don't need me as much.
Mm-hmm.
Because the seeds we've sown, you can now reap from them because those systems are working. That process is working. Those resources that you have are repeatable, and you can use them again and again and again.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty behind the unique style of coaching that I have. It's a mindset coaching to get you to a place that says, let's reshape your thinking so that you start to think like an entrepreneur, as opposed to somebody that just wants to own their own business. It's a totally different person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, absolutely.
Laura, what's in the future for you as a strategist? What's in the future for you as a strategist?
Well, we talked about the new pod programs that are coming. It's time to talk. Mm-hmm. So that really is a lining up. It's lining up with all of the teaching and education activities that I'm doing, which is the coaching, the mentoring. But I'm also doing a new I started a new conference series called Position Yourself for Purpose. We launched that up in March, and it's going to be annually. It's going to happen 4 times a year, and so we're preparing for the second season of Position Yourself for Purpose, and so that's a new conference. You'll be able to find that, again, on the website at lauracbullock.com when the next day will be available. And so, those are some great things that are going on. There's a new book coming, of course. Sometime around September-ish, it should be out. It should be coming. Mm-hmm. And just continuing to work with clients individually or in group sessions. I have a new group coaching program that's going to be launching mid-June, so look out for that. And we're going to be talking about what those breakthrough strategies look like for you. What are those things that you need to break through these barriers and boundaries that you have that are holding you back from, you know, living a life abundantly.
Okay. All right. And do you have anything that, you know, as we're winding down to the end of our program, do you have anything that you'd like to share with our audience before we go tonight?
Wow. I just want to say that I want to thank both of you for being able to pull this call together and be able to have this conversation around why mentorship and coaching is so important to entrepreneurs and to leaders. So from the bottom of my heart, I thank you for that. It's time to talk about these things, right? Because we often sit and think about it, or we huddle in corners and talk about it, not positively, but negatively. And so it's time to really talk about how are we going to solve these problems. And the reason all of us are involved in our entrepreneurial opportunities is that we have a problem we're trying to solve. And so it's more than just it's my purpose, because it is, and it's powerful. But what issue are we solving? What is the cause that this purpose is serving?
Right.
And so for me, it's time to talk is really let's talk about those causes. Let's talk about how you as the individual can impact that particular cause. And so it's really, you know, kind of a call to action. And everything today that I talk about is really is me disrupting status quo. It's a call to action. It's a call to stop talking and start doing. So It's Time to Talk is going to talk about the doing. Because we have meeting after meeting after meeting, march after march after march. You know, we have engagement, civic engagement all the time, but I never see the action plan. And now it's all about the action plan. So I encourage people who are listening and folks that are feeling inspired by this conversation today, if you have a big dream or you have a vision and you it's a little fuzzy and you're trying to get some clarity around that, pick up the phone and give me a call. You can do that at 602-410-3394, or you can reach me through my website, and let's talk about what that dream is and get some clarity around that. I would love to see, you know, more people serving our community, serving the people, and resolving a lot of these issues that we have in the community, because we can do it. We don't have to rely on big government to do that for us.
Okay, and I like what you said too about it's really, yeah, it's a time that we can do things for ourselves. We don't have to rely on government to do us, and that's very true. That's very true. So I've had people call me when I left corporate America. I actually had people call me and say, now that you have your own business and you're not here anymore, was it worth it? And I tell them absolutely. It is absolutely worth it to leave that environment and really, you know, do what I'm doing now.
Yeah, I would just encourage people to not give up. Not give up. I can't tell you how many times a week I hear people want to give up. Find you a good coach, a good mentor to encourage you so that those conversations in your mind happen less frequent, because it's not to say they'll go away completely, but that's not the conversation you want to be having with yourself, because I can tell you from my experience, and I know from the both of you, this has been your experience, once this train is moving, you can't go back.
Right.
Once you start answering the call of purpose work, there is no reverse gear. You know, my husband used to say, grown don't have a reverse gear, right? Once you're in the entrepreneurial world, you don't go back. So you got to make sure everything is solid, it's strong, it has a good foundation, and you do that through having solid processes and systems and access to the resources that you need. So don't give up. Get access to the things you need through coaches and mentors, and make sure that you have a strong support system for yourself.
Okay. And Cortez, is there anything that you have, you know, that you would like to say as we go out tonight? Okay.
We're loading here. We're full.
Okay.
We're so loaded. I'm sorry about that. But yes, I would definitely say for anybody who's actually listened to this call at all, just take a few minutes and just see, well, where in my life can I be mentored and coached? Because we all need it in some areas if you plan on being your best, you know. And if you made a lot of self-promises of, you know, this is my year, whether you're a believer or somebody that makes a whole bunch of New Year's resolutions, everybody have said something, hey, I want better. I want something different. Well, and whenever that happens, there is an ultimate person named God who hears that and goes, okay, well, let me see what that means for you. So when that coach or that mentor comes to your path or is introduced to you, I would suggest to anybody, don't run from help. Don't run from the help. You know, ask somebody who can properly assist you, you know, and everybody is not out to kill you.
Right.
You know, and you may have been dropped before, you may have been derailed, you may have a different route, you know, but there is a natural GPS that can get you back on track so it can help you out, you know, because that's something that you're going to have to live with, which is something that has that void to say, it's something bigger that I need to be doing versus just getting up going to a job. There's a guy in Arizona that Laura and I both know. You know, he used to say in one of the other companies he's working, he used to always say, well, you know, having a job is it's a great place to start, but the worst place to end. And so, so, you know, you don't want to always be at a place, a job, J-O-B, as they say, which is called, you know, living just over broke. You want to be able to say, you know, let me just work in this purpose. Because when I go back and grab a job, and I was that person too, I say, well, I'm going to go ahead and grab this and grab this. But when God has his hand on you, like you said, answering the actual call, there's just some stuff he just does you a favor with, which is what favor is. He does you a favor and say, you know what, I'm just going to shut all the things down so I can still get to you. Because if you could do that, you're going to get comfortable. Because see, jobs is really, really easier than a business. Job says that I'm just going to do everything. Everybody tell me what to do. So I don't have to be disciplined. I don't have to, you know, shut down and revisit this philosophy and the mission and stuff like that. So whereas the other thing is, you know, this is all by faith because I didn't put this desire and vision in my heart in the first place. So once you get through all those discoveries and take all the layers of the skin off the onion and then desire to take the knife and let the knife, which is the teacher or the mentor, and cut you up real good, you know, it's all going to wind up being a good plate for somebody else to eat.
You know. That's good.
That's very good. That's very good. You're right about that, Cortez. A job is easier. It is so much easier to have a job because you're just doing what they tell you to do. They've done all the other stuff.
Right, because you don't have to think. You don't have to pray. You just go there, and just be a robot. Okay, what would you like for me to do today? Well, here's all your duties. Go over there, and then you're done at 5. Whereas, you know, when you're in purpose and you deal with a business and you can't shake it, you know, as they say in business, you know, you don't go to sleep. You wind up falling asleep. It's a totally different thing.
I fall asleep every night.
You know, so it's kind of hard to turn that button off. Thank you all for this wonderful privilege. It just keeps me stirred up. I really appreciate it. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Ms. Vertical CEO, Ms. Celeste. I'm very, very honored to be a part of it. Very honored.
Thank you so much for coming on. And thank you much, Laura, for the work that you do, not only as a mentor and a coach to a lot of us entrepreneurs, but also thank you for Hope Crossing. It really, truly is a ministry. And it's a ministry that not many want to take on. I also have a lot of respect and just, you know, love you for that, to be able to take that on. And I always say, I don't know how she has that same just mellow, just calm after she been at Hope Crossing all day. I know it's a ministry. Anytime you're helping people, and especially from the populations that you're helping women, it's more than a job. It's more than a passion. It's a ministry. So thank you for that here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Thank you. And I was just going to say, Dr. Cortez Sims said it best. God gives you favor, And he knows that I need to be calm every day to be able to do the work he's called me to do. So he makes sure he removes all that stress and stuff from me every day so that I can be recharged and fully fresh every day to be able to, you know, to work with these women. So I appreciate your honor in that. Thank you.
Well, we look more, we will be advertising more about where Laura's at, about when her conferences come, and also when her program starts. I'd like to thank my guests, Laura and Dr. Cortez Sims. I'd like to thank you for being on tonight. I'd like to thank Team Vertical for volunteering and planning and production of this program, Vertical Live Radio. You can follow us at Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to a tape program of this program in about a couple of hours this evening. May the 12th, our featured guest here will be D.L. Yancey II, whose songs have been noted as organic, soulful tunes of creative, spiritual messages. And he'll be on our program. We'll be talking to him about his new album. I'd like to thank every one of our supporters and our listeners for being at Vertical Live Radio. Thank you so much. This has been Celeste Duckworth. I am your host. And everyone, have an awesome evening.
Thank you, Dr. Cortez. Thank you, Celeste.
Oh, you're welcome.